Excuse me. This is the operator. Just need to inform all participants that today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time, and you may begin.
Okay. Just to know, I've tried to come back into the... Oh, okay. I'm there. All right. Go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Jazz Call on the 22nd of October. And on the call, we have Dave Kisondoyo, Alan Greenberg, Evan Lebovich, Eric Brunner-Williams, Sebastian Bachelet, Avery Doria, Carlos Aguirre, Rafik Damak, Tijani Benjama, and for staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Glenda Saint-Jury. We have apologies from Tony Harris, Bodwan Shombi, and Cheryl Langdonor, Alex Kukula. There was one other person. I will just
Is Elaine on the call, or do you know?
Pardon?
Is Elaine on
And Elaine Proust. That was the other one.
Okay.
So thank you, Evan.
We're running with a smaller contingent, including missing some of the people that were quite deep into the participation. So we'll do what we can with what we've got. Now, on the Adobe Connect screen right now is really tiny text for me. So is this the absolute latest version that was sent out?
Yes, it is. You can tell the date is...
Okay, now does
everyone... Yes, the 21st, which is the latest I sent out.
Does everybody have the ability to do their own scrolling?
No.
No? All right, let me check.
Okay, how about now?
No.
Okay, so everyone can do their own scrolling now?
Yes, no, it's okay.
Okay, excellent.
Evan, try to talk a little bit louder.
Okay.
Or closer.
I'm so help me, I have the microphone right at my mouth, so I'll try and do my best.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I was hoping to do is pick up where we left off last time, because although this is a new draft document, we didn't get through the old one completely. And so I was hoping to pick up where we left off there, so at least we wouldn't be spending a huge amount of time on the first half of the document while ignoring the latter part that we didn't totally get to last time. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes, please. I have a proposal. I want that the group now, at the beginning of this call, decides on whether we want to stick to the survey results or the group wants to take rid of it or to, decides on discuss the points where the results are opposite to the discussions inside the calls. Because I have not said that in the last draft. And for some points, the results were we were sticking to the results of the survey. For others, we are not. So
this is Avery. I have stuck to the results. I thought of the survey all the way through where they changed what had been the original. Now, if you've got a place where you believe I missed it, it's quite possible that I did. But the intention was once people invoked a poll, poll trumps any of the previous believed consensus. That's part of the problem with doing a poll, is you then have asked all those who are silent to weigh in. They have weighed in, and at that point, the three or four people who are vocal can't say, oh, but we don't agree with the poll. So I understand that it makes those that have been most active and most vocal uncomfortable. Now, if I missed anywhere, and again, please forgive my voice, if I missed anywhere, the intention was to stick with the poll because the poll trumps previous conversations.
Okay. I'll add my own two cents in just saying I concur with that, but I mean, obviously what we have in the discussion has to count. On one hand, my thoughts was that the survey was going to be informational, that would help guide us and make it clear that there might be people who might not be vocal on the calls who still expressed an opinion, and that opinion came out in the survey. Were the questions perfectly worded? Of course not. We have absolutely no time with which to do the necessary prep to do that properly. But it was meant to guide based on wording that had been in previous versions. Eric, go ahead, and somebody else had their hand up. And then
and Andrew had his hand up. I accidentally turned him into a microphone.
Okay,
so
I'll put my hand back up.
He should put his hand back up.
Okay. We have wizard powers here. Poof, your microphone. Eric, go ahead. Eric, the floor is yours.
This is Eric Brenner-Williams. The question at 7A, I don't understand how the question even arose on the poll. But more importantly, I don't believe that we were informed that the poll would suspend all prior participation. And had that been clearly stated, I don't think I would have participated in a poll, as I believe it is a way of losing information rather than gaining. I pointed out in my mail that the question 2.7 doesn't appear to correspond with our prior work. And doing so is not the assertion that the authors of the poll are concealing with bad intent or lying, to use the term that was recently used on the mailing list. Thank you for what little consideration you give to this.
Okay, Eric, I'm going to keep you and ask you, you know, what is the positive thing to take out of this? Okay, we can't, you know, the poll's been taken, its data is out there, we have that. Okay, rather than talk about should've, would've, could've, what do we take forward from this going forward into this call?
Can I add one other thing here? The fact that the poll trumps the previous conversation, I don't think that there was any, you know, once you take it, you've got other opinions. That does not mean that you can't then continue the conversation. And if the group really believes that the poll response is wrong, then, I mean, what can happen and what has happened in other situations is that it gets reversed. But then you basically have to give anyone the chance that was in the poll to sort of, you know, speak up and say, wait a second, you know, I don't accept that. So I changed the text to correspond as closely as I could to my understanding of the poll. If this group wants to discuss it further, I'm not saying that the poll is the end of the conversation. It's just the existing point at which we are.
Okay. Okay. All right. Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. First of all, I actually don't think that we're as far apart as it sometimes sounds. And Avery, thank you for not turning me into a newt instead of a microphone. In keeping with our season here.
Calling me a witch. Thank you.
You turned me into a microphone before, right? So all things are possible.
Then you could run for the Senate.
So I'm going to do the non U.S. midterm thing and try and come up with a focus on where we are together. I think actually a lot of the things we're together. A lot of the things in the poll reinforce things that we thought already. As we all agreed going into it, a poll is a bit of a blunt instrument because it is limited by the time that people had to take it, the fact that there were a number of things where we didn't have the ability to put in qualifiers, nor did we have the ability to opt out of questions where, frankly, in one or two instances, I don't have a strong opinion. In other instances, I care very deeply, you know, and I think that there were other people who felt that way as well. So let's agree in advance that we knew that the poll was going to be a blunt instrument. I think leaving it as the final arbiter makes no sense. But by the same token, there are a small number of areas where the poll and the conversation don't track. My suggestion is let's dive into those. There may be areas where the poll was, where the wording of the poll gave us a different response than we were looking for, or where there were qualifiers that we might have put in. You know, let's walk through it. I mean, honestly, we've spent a lot of time on this. We want this to go to the appropriate people and to be looked at and to be listened to. And so, getting focused on the poll or not the poll seems to be beside the point to me. Let's see where the things don't match up and try and get them to match up. And the piece about the people who were silent before, I do think it's appropriate, and I think it's important to value the time and the effort of the people, starting with the two chairs who have spent so much time on this. So, that's my 2 cents. I don't think we're that far apart, honestly.
I agree with you, and I thank you for the support, and I really hope everybody appreciates that we are all trying to move in the same direction. There's no agenda here. There's nothing trying to be manipulated. We're moving on a very, very compressed time frame, and a lot of things that should be done a lot better and a lot more deliberative have not been, but we can't undo that, and we're still working on a compressed timeline.
But no need to apologize. Let's just move forward. That's all.
Can I add one thing? This is Avery, in response to that. And that is that, yes, we have to give credit and to the people, you all, that have put a lot of time into the discussing. But part of the notion of the work group is that any way in which people contribute has to be taken into account. So it would have been better if people had discussed on the mailing list instead of just the poll. But once we've done a poll, those opinions have to count. Thanks.
Okay. Tijani, go ahead, and then Eric.
Yes, yes. If you are asked, are you okay with the entrepreneur to be given support, you will respond immediately no. But if you ask if the needy entrepreneur from developing countries can have support, the answer will be opposite.
Okay.
So this is the problem of the survey.
Okay, let me stop you because in keeping with what was just said, we are going to come back and we are going to attack that issue, and where there was an area of discrepancy, we will come back to it and we will resolve it, if not definitively, as close as we're able to do. So let's not tackle that now. We'll come back to it, but I totally agree. Let's take the stuff where there is discrepancy between what we believe has happened in the calls and what came out in the surveys. Let's attack that and get a resolution of it. And I fully agree with that.
So, okay, what is the decision now? We will discuss the points where there is a problem?
Absolutely.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Eric and then Sebastian.
Thank you, Evan. I'd like to think that we're all working together, but unfortunately, asking the question about the poll itself resulted in a response that was unbelievable. We're not all working together if the assumption is manipulative or agenda-driven by anyone. Thank you.
I don't understand what that means, please.
Okay, I saw a hand up from Sebastian, though it didn't register in Adobe. Sebastian, are you still wanting to speak?
Yeah, I have a problem with Adobe. My network, it's not enough to have the voice and the Adobe, it seems.
Yeah.
Can you listen me well? Or?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, thank you very much to give me the floor. I would like to make a few comments. The first one, it's I think we are all volunteers here, and the co-chair do a great amount of work, and even if it's not exactly what we will have done, each of us to do the same type of thing. They've done it, and we have to give them credit for that. And I don't think that any of them have any black agenda or minded Iden Maiden. I very appreciate all the work you've done, and I would like to suggest something. Maybe it will come to the discussion, but as a general type of compromise, it's maybe we can write in the report that we have two type of entry: the one of the working group, and the one of the pool. And that's the reality. And we can't say that we don't have one or we don't have the other. And then GNSO, ALAC, and the board could take information on all that and make the right decision. It's at least my suggestion for going forward today on that subject. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I have Rafiq and then Alan. Go ahead, Rafiq.
Oh, hello. So just first, I want to express my support for the work done by the Kushars. I think at the beginning, I thought that the pool will help to foster the work, but it sounds that we have the opposite. Honestly, I think that we will have always some people who are not happy with the result of the pool, because we have more people participating in that vote. So if we have some specific issues, maybe we can find compromise. But I am really opposed to have again a pool, because we are not going to resolve the problem with the problem. Yeah. With the problem itself. Thank you.
Okay. Alan, I accidentally took your hand down, but you've got the floor.
Thank you. I'm going to propose that we try to go on to substance and stop talking about the process. Either we can come to closure or not.
Okay.
If the results of the discussion are radically different than the poll, then we have no consensus. I mean, by definition, we can't get all the people on a call every time, and if people on a call feel quite different from the poll, then we have to accept that. I don't want to, in the report, say we have polls and we have teleconferences and we can't make them work together. That's blaming our tools, and that's simply a fact that even if we only have teleconferences, there's going to be different subsets of people on each time. Let's go on to the substance and see if we can identify anything where we think we do have consensus or we don't have consensus. But this interminable talking about the process, as faulted as it may be, and as ill-advised as some of our decisions may have been in the past, is not productive use of our time at this point.
Okay, and that is a perfect segue to cutting this part of the conversation off and actually moving on to substance.
No, that's what I'm suggesting.
Okay, we'll waste no time with that. So, if I recall, on Tuesday, we were finished at 2.4, was it? Carla, do you remember? I'm pretty sure, I thought it was 2.4 where we ended up last meeting.
So I need to take a look at the email that I sent.
Yeah, that was the question that you sent out, I thought. That.
Yeah, 2.4B.
Okay.
Which
All
is
right.
currently live.
Wait, so we are. So according to the new document up, that is, we are at line 30. Hold on, 309. Andrew, go ahead.
Just a quick question about the way we're doing this. I have no problem with going through the document as you're suggesting, but given there are two, three, four small but significant areas that people wanted to revert back to, will we have a chance to do that?
I think coincidentally, by being at line 302, we are at one of those points.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we.
That's really
I just want to make sure we cover all the pieces that people have mentioned in their comments on the list. That's all.
Okay. So in keeping with that, we will back up just a few lines from where we left off and tackle one of the issues where there was a distinction, as Avery says, which is essentially going back to 2.4. So in 2.4a, which is from line 302 to 308, okay, so here's where we're talking about the whole thing about 3 years to 6 months or 12 months or whatever. Can we get consensus on this call about whether or not there is consensus that we recommend that the financial instrument timing be reduced to a specific amount? If we can come to agreement on that, then I will have no problem saying that this trumps the poll, which was ambiguous in its wording.
Right. If I can explain what's written there. So what I had understood from conversations in the poll was that there was certainly consensus on reducing it. So that's why it says there was consensus for a recommendation that the period be reduced. And then the only thing that was not clear to me whether it was reduced to 1 year or 6 months, and that those two options were what I was dealing with as not knowing which was the consensus point and not thinking there actually was a consensus point between the six-month people and the one-year people. Thanks.
So, okay, Andrew, go ahead. Or is that still your hand up from last time? Okay. Does anyone now want to
Sebastian
speak?
Sebastian has raised his hand, even though I don't see it.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Sebastian.
No, I guess it was the last time, but...
Oh,
but,
okay.
Sorry. It's not
sorry.
Working very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. To Jenny, go ahead.
Yes. What was frustrating is that in the last draft, there was no consensus. So that is frustrating. But there was consensus on the reduction of the period. And if it is, I saw that 6 months was proposed. There was only one. That was Richard who proposed 1 year. If the majority want 1 year, I don't have a problem. But we have to put that there is consensus.
Tajani, I had the previous draft from the 15th on, so the draft you talked about at the last meeting had the line, there was consensus for a recommendation that the continuity period for the financial instrument be reduced. I did not put that in at the last version. That was in at the previous version.
Okay.
And then there was no consensus on whether it be reduced from 6 months or from 1 year to 1 year. That was the only thing I had known, but I quite specifically had, as of the 15th, the line, there was consensus for a recommendation.
Okay. So can we on this call come to some kind of a consensus, whether or not it's 12 months or 6 months, and at least pick something and say that we were able to reach either a consensus or strong support on one of these choices and move on?
Or we could put 6 to 12 months that we had consensus and not be specific.
Very good.
That works for me too. And then then that would just eliminate A.
So
basically, yeah. I would fix the sentence that was consensus for a recommendation that continuity period for the financial instrument be reduced to 6 to 12 months.
Very good.
Is anyone opposed to that wording? If anyone is opposed to that wording, put an X in Adobe or speak up now. Okay, I see no X's. I see just check marks. So having heard nobody speak up and having seen no X marks, we can assume that that particular wording is approved to go in here, and we can move on. Congratulations.
Okay, so that's A.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
There is deleted. There is only bullet point, one bullet point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only one case, and it's not a bullet point at all. It's
so
in the paragraph.
So you're absolutely correct. So to Jenny, what we're going to do is between A and B, essentially that's merged and that's no longer bullet points. So
yeah.
A becomes a single sentence.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Okay, right now
what
on line 302. Okay, right now on line 302 we have there's no consensus, blah 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 blah, and it says A or B. What we're saying is we now do have consensus that it go from 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, but we don't need that at all because the previous sentence is the one that was changed. So I can eliminate all of A. Both
there you
A
go.
AA and AB.
There you go.
That whole thingy comes out, right?
Okay. Okay, we've simplified it and got something everybody likes. Good on both counts. Okay, so, and that was one of the issues where we had the discrepancy between the phone calls and the survey. So we've tackled that
right.
one. So
exactly.
good for us.
Yeah.
Okay, now, all right, so moving down to the second part of that, lines 309 to 313. Is there anybody who's opposed to the wording? Right now, where we're just going through areas where there doesn't appear to be discrepancy, I'm going to ask only for opposition, so only speak up if you disagree with the wording that exists in the document. So does any disagreement exist with lines 309 to 313?
Okay, just to point out, I had a question from Sebastian, and I did make a change and inserted the word financial, so there was no difference between the two instances that he mentioned.
Okay. All right, the point 314 to 315. Okay. We are now
just I have just one question. I see the answer of Avery about that that she had financial in the other point, but why we need the 2.4b and the 2.6? Maybe we can discuss that when we are at the 2.6.
No.
Okay.
In other words, you're commenting on why do we have a redundancy there, and it's probably a really good question.
It's my question, yes.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, when we get to 2.6, we should...
But what about the comment that the B part being, what, 309 to 313 is redundant with what we've just agreed?
No, that's not.
Okay. Eric, go ahead.
Thank you, Evan. I'm curious if the strong support with significant opposition language at line 309, do we not have consensus for item B? And if we do not have strong consensus for item B, then is that the accurate statement of what we do have? Thank you.
Okay, we should probably, you know, I took that from looking at the picture. I believe that was one with a question, wasn't it?
There's a note that you've got in here that I can't read because my screen's too small.
No, the comment, that had to do with what Sebastian and I were just talking about, whether this is redundant with the content that's in 3.6. I mean, 2.6.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I guess Eric is right. I didn't read it again, but I think the 2.4, it says strong support, and in 2.6, it says something else. And we have twice the same idea from my point of view and not the same appreciation of the consensus.
Okay.
And
so, all right. Let's make a note of that. And so when we get to 2.6, we'll deal with this and that at the same time. If we have similar points on which we appear to have achieved different resolutions, then we can address that here. In the meantime, let's get over 2.5. And so since these are issues of full consensus, does anyone have any problem with the existing wording of 2.5? And we can just move over that and get on to the next part. Anyone who has a problem with 2.5, speak now or put an X in the Adobe room. Okay, excellent. All right, we are now on to 2.6 with the remembering that there is a component of 2.4 that may be redundant with this. So, does anyone want to speak with this issue and see how we can resolve this one way or the other?
Eric's right. There's a contradiction, and I think that 2.6 is the correct, and that the 2.4 currently A, but what was B is in error and is the redundant one.
Okay, so...
And in fact, C should probably be moved there, too, since that's where we're talking about the shared risk pools. So the C from 2.4 should probably be moved to 2.6, and the B, what was B from 2.4, should probably be eliminated.
Okay, so just to confirm that what we have right now as lines 309 to 313 in your Adobe window will be deleted, and the reference to that particular point will be referred to in 2.6. The consensus point of 314 and 315 will be moved into 3.6. 2.6. Does anybody have an objection to those two things? Okay. See, Andrew, you were right. We're closer together than we thought on these things. All right. Now, having said that, does anybody have any comments on the 2.6 as it is, given that there's a couple of red line marks in it? Okay, so not seeing any hands or comments wishing to be made on 2.6, we will move to 2.7, which has a significant amount of rewording in it, so we really want to make sure that we're all okay with this. So 2.7 starts at 357. The formatting's a little off, so I just want to make sure everybody knows where it starts. So line 357 is where 2.7 starts, and so essentially there was a significant rewrite of that.
And so
I want to get any comments, objections, or anything like that on the current proposed wording of 2.7 as it currently exists.
Right. I'd like to say a couple words on it going into that.
This
basically, as I say, was completely new wording based on the request from that previous meeting that I eliminate the language speaking about vertical integration, vertical separation, and that I base what I had on the language that the GAC used. So that's essentially what I did. And while they did have some usage of vertical separation and integration in their report, I don't know if I eliminated it completely, but I tried to.
Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
I'm just a little bit confused because I thought that earlier we had discussed this issue briefly and decided that this was more the province of the vertical integration group, which is doing this exclusively. Am I misunderstanding where we are? This seems to be more of a position than we'd taken in earlier drafts, and given that there's another group, it probably makes sense to give them the ball on this, no?
I do recall that the issue has been raised in this group, whether or not we wanted to tackle exceptions to VI rules within deserving applicants. So we've raised the issue here, whether it's appropriate or we need to deal with it. Is something we can and should deal with, but we absolutely have previously dealt with it. I have Alan and then Sebastian. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm the one who triggered putting it back in again. The wording, and I missed the last meeting, so I don't know exactly what happened at that one. I haven't had a chance to listen to the recording. The logic was we were going to omit it because this was the jurisdiction of the VI group. However, the VI group has punted, has said they're not saying anything about this, or probably not. There's a very small chance something might still come up. And so I propose that if we feel this is important for some of the applicants we're talking about, we must mention it. And we must mention it what I said, and that's not the wording, as I said, I wasn't here, not to the extent that we need an exemption, but we need an ability to have integration, if it's not otherwise allowed, for applicants under certain conditions. And that was the rationale that was put back in, because the VI group was not dealing with it, and if we felt it was important, then somebody needs to say it. Someone needs to give that advice to the board who will be making the decision. And that was the logic for putting, for reversing the previous stance.
Okay, Andrew, does that adequately answer your question?
I'm a little unclear as to how far we're going. I guess this is one of those areas where, since there's been a lot of discussion in other groups, I just don't want to see us, you know, go out farther on a limb than we would otherwise if it's going to affect the rest of the report.
Andrew, there is nothing we can do which will confuse things more than what the VI group is doing.
Okay. I'm going to
anything we do which is definitive and understandable and a clear statement of direction is an advance. And
okay.
we are not constrained by the financial needs of some of the other people in the VI group. We're looking at what's best for these applicants, and if we have a specific statement to make, and I think we do, then we should make it.
Okay, I have Sebastian and then Eric. Sebastian, go ahead.
Yeah, maybe I can come back later, because it's about comments I already made by writing about reviews, and when we are at line 375 or something like that, I will come back. But I think this discussion must go.
Okay. Eric.
Thank you, Evan. Alan's characterization of the vertical integration working group's activities is something I would like to expand or, forgive me, correct. The vertical integration group did not achieve consensus on any recommendation. The implication I think Alan may have conveyed is that they didn't have a recommendation specific to needy applicants or exemptions from the registrar requirement for some particular class of applicant. The correct representation of that working group status is that they have not reached consensus on any proposals.
I don't think that's really far different from what Alan is saying.
No.
Basically, hold on. He's making the case that saying that any clarity that we can offer in a specific position will probably be something that they're not able to do and might be reason for us to tackle it.
By pausing, I was about to complete. It's not the case that this particular instance of where the functional separation is a policy issue of worth examining. It's not the case that this has been abandoned in isolation, rather that the entire effort has not reached any consensus position. Now, in the last call that I was on, which was not the previous call, but the one before, I encouraged the editor to use language about the functionality rather than vertical integration because of the baggage that has in the confusion and the policy advocacy in the vertical integration group itself. That we speak about the registrar function. And if you now want to speak, go right ahead. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Aubrey. Can I ask a question? Did I not do what you asked?
Okay.
Question directed to me?
Yeah, I mean, are you saying I didn't do what you asked, or is this the rewrite there what you asked for it to be?
I think you did it adequately.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. Again, we want to get into the substance. I think the question was asked, you know, why we were delving into this when there's another committee doing it. Without delving too deep into the VI history, I think there is a room for us to be able to offer a recommendation in a case where there might be a vacuum of not having a similar recommendation coming out of the group charged to do that.
Nor do we have the reverse coming out of that group.
Sorry?
Nor do we have the reverse. We are not disagreeing with what they said. They have not, to date anyway, have not said There is a small effort going on, which probably will not succeed, to try to make a statement akin to what we are making here. If they end up making it, it will reinforce it.
Okay. So in other words,
there's no chance they're going to make the opposite one.
Okay. So what we do here, since there's no issue, we don't have anything to synchronize with, and you're saying even if it does happen, they'll probably synchronize with us.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Having said that, then can we move forward and actually start to address the substance of what we're going to have in our report? Now, so we are now dealing with 2.7, we are now on lines 363 through 375. This is a rewritten text, and so I would like any comments on it, because this is fairly new text, so let's be clear everyone's happy with it.
I can't figure out from the fine print which is the underlined and which is the stricken out text. If you'd be so kind as to read it, please.
Sure. I just lay it differently.
Because of your voice, let me do our best shot. Let me do my best shot.
Okay.
There was consensus that in there's okay.
See, the way I have it on my screen, I don't see the crossed out text because
okay.
I have it in a little delete box. I actually see green text, so it's easy for me to
so
read.
So go ahead.
If you guys can put up with my voice. There was consensus that in cases where market power is not an issue, applicants who meet the requirements for support would be granted a special exemption from the requirement for registrar separation. This special exemption would expire after 5 years, at which time the registry would be required to meet the existing conditions within ICANN relating to registrar separation. During year four, the registry would be required to document a transition plan. During the period of the exemption, the ICANN compliance group would, at its discretion, schedule reviews to ensure that the exception was not being abused. Is the paragraph, and then the next paragraph is basically this recommendation takes into account the advice given by the GAC to the ICANN board on 23rd September 2010, and then it quotes the ability of registrars with valuable technical, commercial, and relevant local expertise to enter the domain names market could likely lead to benefits in terms of enhancing competition and promoting innovation. An important additional benefit which the GAC expects would flow from such an exemption would be that community-based TLD applicants would be able to cast their net more widely in securing partners with the necessary expertise and experience in the local market to undertake what would be relatively small-scale registry functions. And so that's what I put in. I probably could have included some quotes from the GAC because it was the GAC in their letter that said that this had to be subject to not being abused. And that's why specifically I put in the compliance non-abuse language, because the GAC in their letter did specifically mention non-abuse. Thank you.
Okay. Eric, you've got your hand up. Go ahead.
There are two things that stand out in this text to me. The first one is the focus of our work is to assist applicants who have a specific economic condition. They're from the less developed economies or something. There are some specific economic situation or characterization that's associated with them. We have no way of knowing that 5 years will cure that or that 4 years will cure that. So the five-year sunset on this particular exemption from Recommendation 19 that competitive registrars be used and only accredited registrars be used, there's no way that we can correlate the duration of the exemption with the underlying condition of the applicant. So that's the first point. The second point is, the applicants whose cases we're attempting to consider, are needy in some way, shape, or form. We have elsewhere the idea that the markets are too narrow. How can we even make how can we conceptualize market power existing in this situation? So I don't even see the utility of the reference to market power. It's like, those are the two things that really stand out immediately is the time and the condition are not correlatable, and the predicate condition of market power doesn't seem sensible in the for the applicants that we are considering. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. This is Aubrey. Just one answer on the market power that was also specifically mentioned in the GAC note. That's almost a direct quote from their line, in cases where market power doesn't exist. You're right. It probably doesn't exist, and it's a moot point, but they mentioned it in their letter, so did I.
Okay. Alan, go ahead. Yeah, I'm not worried about the market power. If it really does exist, fine, this clause kicks in, and if the situation is as we expect, it's irrelevant, so it doesn't hurt anything. My inclination would be, like Eric's, to eliminate the whole section about the 5 years and 4 years, and perhaps replace it, if people feel it's necessary, with something like, there could be a review process after 5 years or after several years to see if the exemption needs to be extended or needs to be continued.
Okay, Alan, so perhaps if I changed the sentence to be the special exemption would be reviewed after 5 years.
I would say could be reviewed. It's a decision. We're not necessarily recommending it. But for people who have qualms about doing it forever, we are giving an escape clause if they choose.
And then I would eliminate the rest of it.
Yeah. Does that sound meet the requirements of other people? Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I disagree a little bit, partly for practical grounds. I think we should put in that should be reviewed, because when it comes down to it, there's no harm in reviewing it. If it's working, it shouldn't be taken away. And I think it'll give us much more credibility. The more open-ended we leave it, the less likely it is to be accepted, in my mind.
Well, is there anyone here that doesn't believe that there should be – is there anyone on this call that doesn't believe that a review is in order? Okay, so I have no problem with putting in should.
May I add one thought? If this recommendation were followed – then ICANN, in designing it, would have to say there is a review or there isn't a review. It would not be a conditional thing. So it's not, you know, maybe if we don't like you, there will be a review, but if we like you, there won't be. We're just saying we're not adamant that there needs to be a review, but ICANN could do it in the design, is what the implication of could means to me.
I just think should is more keeping with...
If that's what it takes to go on, I can accept it.
Okay. I personally would be tempted to side with Andrew in being clearer about what it is we want as opposed to leaving it open-ended. Avery, what's your thought?
I'm fine with it. We've got Eric with his hand up.
Go ahead, Eric.
Thank you. On the distinction between could and should, having gone through ICANN reviews that I wish had been avoided because they were not necessary, I wouldn't mandate anything that isn't really necessary. So I prefer could here rather than a should. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. To do this, everyone who agrees with could, put a check mark. Everyone who thinks should, put an X. Okay.
Haven't heard from Rafiq. Within the keeping of consensus.
Haven't heard from Rafiq. What's your thought, Rafiq? X or check?
Doesn't matter. The checks win.
I'm just trying to see how overwhelming it is.
Now we just lost one.
Okay. Okay. So, Andrew, I hope you don't mind, but the the consensus seems to be here of could.
Okay, I don't think it'll matter in the end. I think they'll review it because that's good policy. But fair enough.
Okay. If that's the biggest change to this text after what Alan and Avery have just agreed on, then is everybody okay with this? And can we move on to the next point?
Just one point. That means that the question about the abuse, the possible abuse of the system, it's also out, or it's
oh, that's right. The last sentence there. That's right. Sebastian's basically saying, do we cross out the rest, or do we leave that one in? I would recommend leaving that in. I mean, if the vertical integration group was able to agree on anything, is that there has to be compliance for non-abuse things, and the GAC letter was quite specific to include that. So, but I leave it to you all.
Is anyone here against leaving in the issue about abuse? I think that's personally, I think that's a bit of a non-contingent.
Not clear how they'd recognize abuse, but I can live with it.
What line number, please?
273 to 5.
And if we leave it, and I agree to leave it, I would like very much that we put review and not reviews, because during the next 5 years, for those type of organization, for the one who didn't abuse, it will be some work to be done internally, not just by the compliance team. And if it takes to the compliance team to do 2 or 3 times or 4 times during these 5 years, it will become quite a mess. And I would like to suggest that we allow the compliance team to go once to see if it's not abused.
So you would like it to say, during the period of exemption, the ICANN compliance group would, at its discretion, schedule a review to ensure that the exemption was not being abused?
At its discretion, comma, review.
I'd prefer to leave it open-ended.
Okay.
If they find abuse and attempt to correct it, we don't know what the abuse is or what the correction is. The correction may not be to remove the exemption. It may be something else, which may mean another review a year later to see if they fixed it as due.
Yeah, but that will be the consequences of the decision of the first review. It's not an ongoing review that we are asking here. It's something different, Alan. I agree with you.
I can certainly live with it. I have to point out that what we write here is not going to be taken as unbendable law. And what comes out of it is going to be different, even if our advice is followed. So I don't think we need to worry about these details, that level of detail. But I can live with it. Go ahead.
Okay, so at the moment I have, during the period of the exemption, the ICANN compliance group would, at its discretion, review to ensure that the exemption was not being abused. Yes?
Okay.
Okay.
So are we done now with 2.7? Okay. Now, all righty. So we are now on to 2.8. Which appears to be full consensus.
It's another one of our big issues.
Yeah, that was okay. Now on okay. Now yeah. So we got to our issues of full consensus until we get to 408. Okay, so the issue between 408 and 413, I think, is one of those areas where the survey was ambiguous or didn't convey the information properly, where there may have been a conflict. So can we perhaps resolve our positions on these issues right now? Okay. Does anybody want to speak to the lines as they now exist? We're now talking 408 to 413. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. As you remember, we had only one voice against to support the possibility of support for entrepreneurs needy entrepreneurs coming from the markets where the business cannot be very good. So we was surprised that in the survey it was the contrary, it was the opposite. And when you read the question, as I said, it was normal that we have this response, this answer. So I think that the consensus we had before was not what is written here.
Okay. So can we come up with some wording that might be clearer for everybody to either clearly agree or clearly disagree on? Can we get a point on which we can get a consensus here? Rafiq,
okay.
Go ahead.
For this case, I don't think that the wording is misleading because it's clearly we are talking about needy. And so I'm not sure that that just saying that entrepreneurs, etc., are not eligible to get assistance is will mislead people in the poll. So why we should be surprised for that result?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Andrew, go ahead.
I'm not sure I'm understanding. I'm not sure I was understanding what Rafiq just said, but the way that I understood what was effectively our consensus last time was that because of the nature of some of these markets, entrepreneurs working in them will have a difficult time doing what entrepreneurs in other places might otherwise do, right? And similar to community groups, they will find an unlevel playing field, and that the idea of offering them some support if they need it is just to try to level that playing field and try and make it possible for them to play at all. So the way that I read it, I think there was some concern about one or two companies in a country that might be so large as to not need this support. But there was general, from the earlier calls, there was general agreement that in most of these markets, the companies are in the same situation as organizations. I think that we should leave it open. That fits with the reality as I understand it, having worked in these countries a lot, for what it's worth.
Okay. Okay. We need to...
Yeah. It sounds like we're at a point where we're either going to go back to before where it was, there was, what was it? There was consensus view that entrepreneurs could get it, and there was a minority view that they couldn't. And then the poll did appear like it reversed it. And certainly, I don't believe that the questions were all that ambiguous. I believe my poll answers would be that while I hadn't expressed an opinion on it before, because I was in the chair role, since I was answering the poll, I most definitely was on the side of not giving it to entrepreneurs when it was the point of expressing an opinion. Going back to the chair role, I couldn't care less. You know, I want to get the consensus of you all. But as someone facing it in the poll, I definitely, you know. So I understood, this is me making a personal statement, I understood what it was saying. I believe I understood what the question was saying. Perhaps I didn't, but I think I understood the question. And I answered it in consistently with what this new interpretation says. I was surprised. I thought I would be part of a minority of two instead of a minority of one when the results came in, but the results came in as they did.
Okay. Tijani, go ahead.
Yes. The question was why it is surprising. It is surprising because the question said, do you support any aid to entrepreneurs? Full stop. And I will answer if I didn't know. If I wasn't a very active member in this group, I would answer no. because I will not permit VeriSign to have any ad.
Is that the exact wording of the question? Can somebody confirm that?
Yes, I can read you the question. I have it.
Okay.
You want it? Moment.
Please, because I don't remember
the exact wording.
Okay. Well, there's part of me that's saying, rather than dwelling on the past, can we come up with something that will allow us to do a consensus right now? Because I don't want to spend a lot of time wasting on what's been done improperly in the past. Can we do something properly now and get a consensus? So if we can come up with a couple of questions and get some responses from people on this call, we can get somewhere. Is that reasonable?
Evan says not everyone who took the survey is on this call. Being sure what the wording was in the survey does have some merit if Tijani can read it to us.
I will find it moment, please.
Because what I was hoping to do was ask a couple of yes or no questions on this call right now that at least we'll get the feeling of this call about these issues and may give us something we can put in. While Tijani's looking that up, Eric, go ahead.
I believe we're speaking about the question 2.7. For-profit enterprises should not be included in the categories receiving aid. Is that correct?
We are on 2.8.
Yeah, I think that would be it. Yeah.
May I give you the question on the survey? Reference 2.7a. The question is, for-profit enterprises should not be included in the category receiving aid. Full stop. And the answer should be support or not support.
Right. Okay. And just as I say, and I probably will not voice an opinion during this meeting because I'm playing editor here, so you'll probably get your consensus back if I'm the only one. But I read that. I knew what it meant. And I was agreeing with the proposition that said, if you're a for-profit business, in this case of the first round here that we're dealing with, yes, I agreed that they should not get aid. I knew what I was saying. I wasn't saying that needy ones could. I was saying, no, I agreed with the proposition that it didn't go to for-profit.
If it was needy for-profit enterprises coming from developing countries should not be included in the category receiving aid, the response wouldn't be the same for everybody. It would be the same. It would be the same for you, perhaps, because you know it, but not because you are convinced. But other people, I am sure that they will not respond the same.
Okay. So the issue really is that this has to be broken down into two separate questions. Okay. Do we support or reject entrepreneurs from within developing economies of applying for aid? And do we support or reject entrepreneurs from outside the developing areas applying for aid to serve the developing areas? Is that reasonable for breaking this down?
May I add something to the question?
Please.
Do needy entrepreneurs from developing countries?
Well, isn't need a criteria that we've established as primary way, you know, elsewhere?
Yes.
Needy is almost assumed because we've got other criteria. If you don't meet need, then nothing else matters.
Right.
Okay.
So we've already
established... Yeah, and I assume everybody taking this poll knew that need was sine qua non and that everybody had to have need.
Yeah, needy has to be assumed because we've put it in a criteria elsewhere. If you don't have the need, nothing else matters. Okay. So
may I... Sebastian, I can't say with my
hand. Eric.
I know that Tijani is pushing a lot with that, and I can understand, but I really would like very much to push a TLD, and I am a needy entrepreneur in my country, even if it's a developed country, and I have difficulty with that. But more seriously or more completely, I think we will have a lot of candidates to be helped, and I would like very much that we concentrate on the non-for-profit organization. And it's why... I take the vote as I took in the pool. It's not to say that they will not need some help, but here today, I would stay with not taking the entrepreneur for the reason I would like to privilege the non-for-profit project. Thank you.
Okay. Eric, go ahead, and then I have something quick to say, and then to Jenny. Eric, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm going to re-say something which I've said on a previous call, but it's been a while. I think one could restate the question or state the question equivalently by asking, should economies and language communities and so on, which are unable to apply through NGOs, governments, nonprofits, and so on, be denied assistance? Because we're dealing with a condition where there is no other applicant except possibly an entrepreneur from that economy, language community, who meets the needs criteria. So we're really saying, if a community can't get its act together, then we're not going to do, you know, they fail. Even if there is a business within the community which is ICANN aware and can raise some or all of the application monies, we're going to fail them because the application didn't come from a nonprofit or a non-governmental organization or a governmental organization. And that's what we're saying. Thanks.
My own two cents about this is, while I'm totally understanding what you're saying, Eric, I personally would be in opposition to it, and mainly for the reasons that it's simply too easy to game. If I'm VeriSign and their policy doesn't allow me to apply from the states, then I simply create VeriSign bracket Somalia bracket limited, and they immediately get starved for funds, by definition are needy, and then apply. This is such a recommendation begs to be gamed, and that's my own concern about it.
Speaking as a chair or as a non-chair at this moment?
Sorry, at that moment I was stepping out as chair and speaking simply as a participant. Okay. All right, I'll get back on my horse. I have Tijani, Andrew, and Alan. Tijani, go ahead.
Okay, I want only to remind that Recommendation 20 spoke about developing country especially. And I want also to say that some entrepreneurs in the developing countries will not have money to apply for an UGTLD unless they have aid, they have support. No problem if the majority go for no for this category of applicants, but I am still frustrated for this situation.
Do you have a proposed wording, or are you simply saying that we should allow entrepreneurs from developing countries to apply for aid?
There was the wording that was that was on the version 17 was, I think, was equilibrated. It wasn't very. It is an exception. We said perhaps there is an exception for those entrepreneurs. It's not open for all entrepreneurs. That's all.
Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah. Look, I understand, Alan, when you were speaking in your own personal account, on your own personal account, I hear what you're saying, but I think, in honesty, that the impressions of Eric and of Tijani are a little closer to what I have seen in the field as a reality. And I'll give you an example. If you look at Ethiopia right now, they have a very, very strict NGO law, which would make it almost impossible for any community or non-governmental organization, the way I understand it, to apply. However, there are companies who might be able to apply, who would do conceivably the same or a good job to address these kinds of issues. I think that given that that's the case in a number of markets that I can think of, and given the fact that what it is to be an NGO, what it is to be a for-profit company or a semi-for-profit company, in different jurisdictions, actually has different meanings that are important, that are meaningful. I think leaving this door open is just fits the people that we're trying to serve. So It's not a black. It's not nearly as cut and dried or as black and white as it would appear if we were just talking from the United States. If your concern is about a specific large entity, then let's write to that. But I think what Chetani is saying is really does fit the reality on the ground. The other real quick point is that we do have up above this. Some discussion about the IDN stuff that's on the board. Are we going to get to that next call? Is that your plan?
Well, we have 15 minutes left here. Let's see if we can get through this one,
okay.
And then we'll go back to that. Yes, but
thank
let
you.
Me ask to both Andrew and to Jenny. Given my possibly trivial concern about gaming, is there something that we could add into this that says, okay, we're okay with entrepreneurs, but it has to be a locally owned entrepreneur, or it can't just be somebody swooping in and creating a local subsidiary for the purpose of getting aid?
I am for local entrepreneurs. Coming
from
local entrepreneurs.
Sure. Is there a way to have something, another word or two or phrase that we can add into our sentence?
Can I get in first, Kevin?
Go ahead, Alan.
Because I think I have a relevant statement. As much as I don't want gaming, I think the concept of VeriSign or Vodacom forming a local subsidiary and saying we're poor is not subject to gaming. A wholly owned or largely owned subsidiary of a rich company is rich. It's an internal decision whether it gets has money or not. And that one is so transparent. There may well be some subtle gaming options. And a local, using the word local entrepreneur probably addresses many of the issues, maybe not all of them. I can certainly with it. I agree with Andrew that the real situation in developing countries is such that an entrepreneur who believes in the country, who believes in furthering the internet, may well be in a position to want to do something good, would like to make some money a few years later, but it would be impossible without support to begin with. And yes, maybe if the rules allow, they could form an NGO or a not-for-profit and then convert it to a for-profit afterwards. But I prefer people who are forthright and honest to begin with. So I support the concept. I understand that putting it in dilutes our proposal a little bit and that it gives someone else a reason to shoot it down. I think all things weighed, it should be there. And we're talking about the description here. It's clear there are some people who believe that needy entrepreneurs should be supported. It is clear that not everyone does. So the only question is it a minority report or is it a strong support for but a minority against?
Okay.
And to be honest,
one
more half sentence. And to be honest, I don't think the people who are going to implement this or read this really care about the subtleties of which level of consensus it is.
Okay. Eric, go ahead, and then I'm going to propose something.
Thank you, Evan. As someone who's been doing this for quite some time, I have to say that the incentive to take advantage of this particular aspect of the proposal is pretty small. The risk capital to apply much, much larger than any amount of benefit that is likely to be available through this program, which at the moment looks like $0 and 0 cents. The ability to profit from that risk capital in a market that is, by definition, very small, it's just, yes, it could be gamed in theory, but the actual return on investment is greater for doing a dot shoe in English than for doing anything in this. I mean, you're going to make real money no matter what you do in Latin. So, I mean, even profound idiots in the 2001 round and 2004 round are managing to make money now. It's not the case that this is likely to be true for people pursuing markets in the third world. So,
okay. Okay, Eric, your point is taken. So here's what I'm going to suggest based on what I'm hearing in the call. So we have point E, which right now reads, entrepreneurs who otherwise meet other criteria in this section in those markets where market constraints make normal business operations more difficult. If we add the word local at the beginning, as has been discussed on this phone call, what I'd like to do is to get a consensus on this call or to get opinions on this call who supports that particular point E. So if we add the word local to phrase E, whether there is support or rejection that this class should be maintained on the list as a consensus point of groups along with groups that should receive aid. So if we add local, put a check mark or an X if you agree or disagree with this phrase being kept in with the list of groups applicable for aid. Is there anyone on this call who is opposed to that phrase wording as is?
Looks like I'm the only one, so it doesn't matter.
Well, you do count, so we don't say full consensus, but we can say consensus. Rafiq, go ahead.
Can you please read it again?
Okay. Local entrepreneurs who otherwise meet other criteria in this section, in those markets where market constraints make normal business operations more difficult.
Should be
so far, I have check marks from everyone except for Avery. So based on that, I'm prepared.
I have no check marks. It's Sebastian. I abstain. Sorry.
Well, at this point, in order to determine consensus, I'm trying to get approvals. And so if you're abstaining, then you're not approving.
Yes.
Okay. So if that's the case, okay, then based on this call, then I'm going, well, then we
then
have Avery.
Consensus and minority.
Sorry? Yes.
It sounds like we're back to consensus and minority.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
I'd just like to make a last personal statement on this one. I understand where this is. I do believe, and I think Alan indicated it, or maybe I misunderstood, that this does threaten the acceptability of our proposal. Thanks.
But they don't have to answer, accept everything we say.
Right. No, I, it's fine. We have consensus on it. I have changed it to consensus and minority view that for-profit enterprises should not be included in the categories receiving aid, as it was before the poll. Although I would like to point out for the record that the interpretation that the people that answered the poll didn't understand the question was not the case. I think we've seen at least three cases where the people that answered the poll did indeed understand what they were answering.
Okay. I'm just trying to deal with the present right now.
Okay. Can someone read the current two current points now?
Okay.
There was a consensus view that entrepreneurs who otherwise
local,
meet other criteria.
Local entrepreneurs.
Local entrepreneurs, yes, sorry. There was a consensus view that local entrepreneurs who otherwise meet other criteria in this section, in those markets where market constraints make normal business operations more difficult, would qualify for aid.
Okay, there was a consensus view should be deleted because all the other things are categories, so it's local entrepreneurs with the word consensus at the end, I think is the format
yes.
we're using here.
Yes, just to be consistent with the rest of the list. And
okay.
then we can strike out. Then we can strike out the other E on lines 411 to 413.
Which one? No, we should. There's still a minority view.
Well, but do we need to say it? It's the converse of.
Yeah.
Of consent.
If all the other people with a minority view, I mean, we had listed the minority view before. Now that we have the consensus, it's so strong that we don't even wish to list the minority review.
Okay, then let's reword the phrase consensus but some opposition. Well, then we have strong support but some opposition.
Fine.
Fine.
Because there's no need to put in the phrase and then put the opposite of the phrase.
Consensus but strong support but some opposition.
Yes.
Yes. I can live with that. Avery, is that okay?
Fine with me.
Does that adequately reflect? I think that adequately reflects what we have on this call. Eric, go ahead.
Thank you, Evan. I'm concerned about the commingling of personal views and share views. Thank you.
I think I've been very specific when I've said it was a personal view and when it wasn't. And that's why I've said when I'm writing, whatever it is that this group wants it to say, it will say what my personal view is. We have quite carefully, in designing the working groups, not said that working group chairs, while they had to behave neutrally, could not express opinions. Thank you.
Evan, the comment was directed to you. Could you please make sure that we spend time on the substantive issues and not on the personal issues? Thank you.
Okay. All right. Moving right along, it looks like we have resolved that one, which means we are going to 2.9. I'll just remind everybody we are within 4 minutes of the end of the 90-minute period, so we can choose to either keep going or return to this on Tuesday. We're not going to finish everything here, so I want some guidance on how much people are prepared to go long on this call to deal with the next point. To Jenny, go ahead.
Yes, for this for the 2.9, there is only one bullet point to correct. Accordingly to what we correct now for the entrepreneurs.
Well, then hopefully that means that we
yes,
go through this
A,
pretty quickly.
It's A, 2.9A.
Okay, all right. On the issue of 2.9A, which right now reads. So 2.9 is applicants who are not entitled to support. So we've explicitly mentioned who should be rejected. Into this list, we have added a consensus. Brand-based GTLDs should not be included amongst those entitled to receive support, as they should be self-supporting companies and thus should not be eligible for need-based support. That is what we have for A as a consensus. So Tijani is saying that we should
continue. It's the same point. Continue.
Okay.
Well, was a minority.
There was a minority view that an exception could be made for applicants from countries where market constraints make normal business operations more difficult. So this is similar to wording that we had in the last one.
Yes.
Okay. So
it's
can
almost
we?
Almost the same point.
Sorry.
It's almost the same point.
It's almost the converse of what we've already agreed to.
Exactly.
May I, Sebastian?
Go ahead. Well, I had Andrew's hand up first and then Sebastian. Go ahead, Andrew.
Two things. You asked, I have another meeting coming up, so I can't stay past 11:30. I do want to make sure that we get back to the IDN stuff because that was another issue of where there was back and forth on it. And I have submitted some suggestions on the list, so perhaps we could start with that next. That's it. But I want to make sure that we get to it.
Okay. And we will either today or next meeting. Actually, Andrew, if you'd like, can we not deal with this on the email list? It's sort of been a little disappointing how little traffic there's been on the email list of things we could be doing on there as opposed to just on the calls.
Let me suggest all I did is put forward some potential language and what my sense of our discussions had been, and if we could, as a way to try to move us forward. I don't think we're that far apart, as I've not thought we're that far apart on most of this stuff. So, but I don't think we can get it done in 3 minutes. I'm happy to go forward until the end of the half hour. I'm just out of time and would like to be part of that discussion. Nothing wrong.
Well, that means one more minute.
Well, I think we're out of the time anyway, and we haven't done 2.9.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to ask. Please, 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 everybody, use the email. Let's see if we can get some of this done and come to some resolution of the outstanding issues between now and Tuesday so that when the Tuesday meeting can come up, we have some wording on which we can say there was consensus or there was strong support and there was a minority against. We don't have to agree on everything, but let's at least get a clear point on which we can say we have consensus, or we have strong support and some disagreement, or whatever. So is that okay? I'm asking. Do your best. That's all I can ask for.
Avery, here's something we can agree on. TLDs should have a lowercase s.
Wait, do we have strong consensus, or do we have some agreement but some minority views again?
Sorry, people have already dropped off. We can't determine that anymore.
thanks for your efforts to get us past this point, Evan and Avery. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay, thank
bye
you.
Bye, all.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Lovely talking to you all. Bye-bye.